Bank of Ireland has been defending its decision to close 103 branches in the Republic and Northern Ireland, saying that the branches to close are primarily self-service and do not offer a counter service. BOI says it's agreed a new partnership with Unpost to offer customers banking at more than 900 post offices around the country. It says there'll be no compulsory redundancies as a result of today's decision, which will see the branches close from the end of September. Community groups, though, have described the decision as an abandonment of rural Ireland. The Credit Union Development Association says that there has been a move towards more digital offering, but there's still a significant cohort of customers who are not yet ready to make that change. Well, we've been talking to Councillor David Gibney, who's Hearlock of Meath County Council, and Councillor Mary Howard, Mayor of County Clare. Both counties will lose three branches under this plan. They gave us their reaction.
Well, look, it's obviously very disappointing that three communities in County Meath now are going to be left without the Bank of Ireland. It was a trusted brand within these communities, particularly with the kind of cohort of people who would be still trying to use banks or would prefer to use banks face-to-face transactions, such as the older people within our community. So obviously it's very disappointing in that regard. These are institutions that would have long relationships. Obviously, the Unpost network is there. But again, it maybe falls a little bit more to the voluntary sector again with the credit union movement, which have a very strong presence right across our country. But again, they're filling the gap that the financial institutions would have once filled. Obviously, it's a commercial decision. It's a commercial decision made outside the communities, but it has a very specific and very material effect on the communities themselves. So, as Cathaoirleach and Meath County Council, my mind would be across the whole of the county. So the three villages or towns that are affected by it will obviously be very disappointed today, as will the other 85 communities across the country. That felt that there, as Ulster Bank withdrew their services over a number of years ago, now the Bank of Ireland are doing the same. So it doesn't really kind of demonstrate great confidence in our great country, our great county, by the financial institutions who have benefited significantly over the years.
We're dealing with rural areas. There are plenty of people I know in West Clare that still have the phone in the kitchen. They haven't progressed onto smartphones. A lot of older people don't trust smartphones. And they don't understand the technology. So this, okay, certainly the rest of us that have to use technology every day, we have all embraced it. But certainly a huge amount of their customers would not have done. And I think that's a little bit facetious to read that that's not for everybody. If they check their demographics, I think there would be a bit of a surprise for all of us. Well, I don't think we'd be surprised, but I do believe that there's an awful lot of people that are not using digital technology to do their banking.
Councillor Mary Howard from Clare, and before that, Councillor David Gibney from Meath. Well, let's talk now to the Chief Executive of Retail Banking at Bank of Ireland, Gavin Kelly. He's on the line. A very good afternoon to you, Gavin Kelly, and thanks for taking our call.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Can you explain to us the basis on which these 88 branches were selected for closure?
Yes, Brian. Well, this is a difficult decision for us to take today, as you've just heard from Clare and Meath. We've worked very hard over the last 10 years against probably what we saw with trends in the market to keep our branch network open. We saw, you know, changes to our network 3 years ago, and really what's happened is we've seen a significant change in customers' behaviour over the last 4 or 5 years. So, for example, we saw a drop of 25% in branch usage between 2017 and before the pandemic, and it has accelerated over the last year to over a 50% reduction now. So this decision was taken in that context. We need to make sure that we meet the needs of our customers. Now, I do want to pick up a couple of things that were spoken about there beforehand, and I think it's because there were very important observations, because while we've seen a significant increase in online and digital banking, for example, in the next 3 days alone, our customers will use our mobile banking app more times than they will use the branch network in the entire year. There are still some vulnerable customer groups and small businesses that do require physical access to banking services. So we're announcing a partnership with Unpost today, which will give access for everyday banking services like lodgements, withdrawals, to small business customers and more vulnerable customers who do not access digital services across the 900 post office counters throughout Ireland and in all communities.
Gavin, many of these branches that are earmarked for closure are in substantial towns up and down the country. I won't go through them all, but you know, even a glance at the list, you see places like Tullow in Carlow, Bantry, Cove, Mill Street, Mitchelstown, Youghal in County Cork, Clentyce in Donegal, Selbridge in Kildare, Granard in Longford, Ballyhonus in Mayo. I could go on, Castleblaney in County Monaghan. Was any consideration given to the impact of these closures on those towns and their hinterland? Was that factored in?
Absolutely. I mean, what's important to say here, Brian, that we are keeping 169 branches open after these changes, and that gives us significant coverage right across the country. So if you take the two counties we were just chatting about before I came on, in Meath, while we are closing three branches, seven will remain open, and in County Clare, five will remain open, even though we are closing three. So the idea between that and our coverage on post, that we get that coverage.
But for people, sorry to cut across you,
Brian, like Mitchelstown, that has a very strong, for example, agricultural economy. And what we have seen is significant changes, for example, from our farming customers over the last couple of years. They're incredibly busy people, as are all of our small business customers, and they don't have the time now to come into branches. So what we have started doing is reaching out, and if customers look for, say, loan facilities, we are doing 90% of our small business loans over the phone.
I mean, a lot of these branches have stopped doing a counter service, haven't they? So the service that people would have travelled into town and into the branch for is no longer there. You've created new facts on the ground.
No, well, actually, if you think about the counter services, with things like lodging checks and cash, Brian, is what we would have taken out those teller points, but they were still available to customers through ATMs in each and every one of these branches. So what's important is if you want services that involve, you know, lodging checks or, you know, cash or withdrawals, those services are still available in 169 locations and also across the 900 post offices. But I do think other services like lending facilities, etc., we've seen huge change in that demand. So customers want to talk to us on the phone. They don't want to leave their busy businesses or their farms to come into town. We're now conducting 9 out of 10 loans over the phone with those customers. But equally, we have, you know, teams in every county in the country that will go out and visit customers on their premises.
Yeah, well, I understand that, and maybe that's your experience, but that's not what we're hearing from the farming organisations. The ICMSA describing this today as Bank of Ireland abandoning a physical person-to-person business in large areas of the state. You know, Bank of Ireland, according to the IFA, withdrawing this vital service, it'll discommode those without internet access. That's what the representatives of the farming community are saying.
But as I said, Brian, I can understand the reaction today, because in a lot of these communities, the branch has been there for quite some time, and I can fully understand that. But from what we're seeing from, say, for example, our farming customers, is that hassle of coming into town, that they have changed their behaviour in the last year or two. Yes, they may want to lodge a cheque, or they might want to lodge some cash or withdraw cash, and those services will still be available in communities throughout the country.
In the last year, we were all being told to limit our movement. So the last year really isn't very representative, is it?
You know, I accept that, and what I would say is that these trends that we've seen have been happening now for 10 years. As I said, our customers bank with us digitally through our mobile app more than any other service, and that didn't exist 10 years ago. So we actually saw a significant drop between 2017 and 2020 before the pandemic, and the pandemic has, let's face it, has changed a lot of our behaviours. So a lot of behaviours have changed over the last 12 months, whether it's online shopping, whether it's using Zoom meetings, etc., and banking. Yeah. No difference.
But there's still, Gavin Riley, a digital divide, is there not? There are still people who do not have access, whether it's you know, because of poor broadband or whatever, to these services online.
Well, first of all, I would say, first point I would make is we've seen a significant change in that as well. So vulnerable groups or elderly customers, 50% of them are now active using our online banking services. But you do make a valid point in the context of there will always be groups of customers who do not want to bank digitally. And that's why the agreement with the post office today is so important. There are 900 post offices throughout the country, Ryan, and it's really important that, you know, one of the things I'd like to just reiterate, there will be no change in services until September, because we want to make sure that our post office service is fully up and running for our customers.
The worry is post offices have been closing as well. All of this tearing the heart out of so many provincial towns.
Well, I do think that this will actually re-emphasise the importance of our health post offices in context of viability going forward. There are over 900 of them in towns around the country, and I think that consolidation of services like banking services today will help the local postmasters and postmistresses in the context of continuing their service, which is a vital service up and down the country over the next couple of years.
Just finally, the state is still a shareholder in Bank of Ireland. At the time of the bailout, $4.8 billion in taxpayers' money went into Bank of Ireland. It kept the whole business afloat. Was the Minister for Finance advised of this decision? Did you seek government approval?
Well, I think the Minister himself is always quoted as saying these are commercial decisions from the bank. So we would, as part of our engagement with various stakeholders, would have informed the Minister and the Department. But as the Minister says himself, this is a commercial decision for the bank, and this decision was taken by the bank.
At what point was the Minister informed of this?
Well, this was a decision that we came out today, so we would have informed the Minister over the last few days of the change.
Right. But there was no question, you're saying, of seeking approval or sanction from Pascal Donoghue?
No, and I think you could quote the Minister himself, or you could ask that, we've heard him talk about how, you know, he doesn't, he would see this as a commercial decision for the bank, and that decision was taken by the bank's management team.
Very good. Gavin Kelly, CEO of Retail Bank of Ireland, thank you for talking to us here on the News at One.